Hi, and welcome to the Get Better Lab. Today, I know I've already posted a couple of videos already, but today we're just getting started, so we're going back to go forward. I just want to introduce myself and the Get Better Lab and tell you what we're all about. The Get Better Lab has been set up to provide information and education. Everyone wants to get better at something. You might be a patient wanting to get better after surgery, or you might be a student, or even a doctor who wants to get better at some anatomy. That's what this is all about, helping us to get better and trying to provide as much information as possible. Today, I'm going to introduce myself and talk to you about the reasons why I'm here and some of my background, which means I know a few things maybe that you want to hear. So let's get started. My name's Cameron Mackay. I'm a medical doctor and a surgeon. Specifically, I'm a plastic and reconstructive surgeon, and I'm from Brisbane in Australia. At the moment, as a surgeon, I spend most of my time here in the operating theatre, but a significant amount of my time is spent just talking to patients about their surgical conditions, remembering that a surgeon isn't just someone who operates, but who manages surgical conditions as a whole. So a lot of the time, we're trying to work out whether a patient needs an operation or not, and often they don't. Where did I start out? My initial degree was in science at the University of Queensland and majoring in anatomy and physiology. So this is where I spent most of my time in my undergraduate degree, the anatomy lab, and specifically the dissection lab. If I wasn't here studying, I was here teaching or prosecting for other students. I moved on from that to study forensic science as part of the Queensland Police Service and as part of a master's degree. Anyone who knows anything about forensic science and forensic anthropology will be able to pick where I am here at the Body Farm in Tennessee. And part of my study back then was to travel to the Body Farm and work with Dr. Bass at the Body Farm. So much of my time then was spent in forensic science. In the laboratory, we measured bones to be able to determine age, sex, stature of a person at the time of their death, were it the case that only skeletal remains were recovered. That work was done with the Queensland Police Service, but unfortunately, things changed and I was accepted into a postgraduate medical degree. So now, having studied medicine and surgery, it leads me to this position. And as I said, a lot of my time is spent here consulting and talking to patients. Some of my time is still spent in the operating theatre, and that is the place where we can really apply our clinical knowledge of anatomy to practical use. As surgeons, we are anatomists. We are practical anatomists, and we use our knowledge of anatomy to try and help people. So this is part of the lab in the operating theatre, but the rest of the laboratory is education, teaching, and learning. We'd all like to be here, of course, but that doesn't happen all the time. As a little bit more insight, my focus is hand surgery. I'm a hand surgeon specifically at the moment, and the reason for that we're going to discuss in more detail as these episodes progress. Suffice to say, the hand is extremely complicated, anatomically and physically. It has a wonderful mix of form and function, and is very difficult to reconstruct and rehabilitate. So there's constant challenges which provide interest to a surgeon and an anatomist. So at the lab, we're going to start at the beginning and talk about anatomy. We're going to talk about surgery and clinical conditions. What I hope is that along the way, we get some questions from you about things you would like to know, and I'll do the best I can to use the knowledge I have and the training I have to give that back to you in a simple to understand way. The lab is called a lab because we're going to take your advice and work on it and try and present it back to you. So interaction is very important. We need to know what you need to know. So welcome to the lab. We hope you enjoy our presentations and we look forward to all of your advice. We want to provide high quality education on this broad range of topics, and we look forward to speaking with you regularly.